Christian Life with Dr. William Baker. I'm your host, Dr. William Baker. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about storms. Specifically, we're going to talk about the physical storm when we start talking about Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. We're going to talk about a storm that they had when the disciples were out to sea. But before that, we're going to talk about the storms that everyone has in their life. Now, yeah, we could talk about storms. Oh, it's raining, it's lightning. But that's not what we're going to talk about. We're talking about the physical, the mental, the spiritual storms that we experience as we live just through normal life activities. You know, sometimes we get stressed out. You can experience one of these storms when, say, a family member dies, a close family member dies, you know, and it just suddenly hits you. And it can throw you off. And what I mean by that is you can, as a human, can develop a routine. And you get comfortable in your routines. Or you get comfortable doing things. Something like that. It doesn't even have to be a routine, but something like that, when that interjects itself in life, and that's part of life, life and death. It's one of the more extreme storms we face. When somebody we love or know dies, we think about that. That can change our world. You know, things you do, you might do differently. You might stop doing. You may do something different. You know, that's more of a mental storm that you have to go through. You have to reconcile. You need to go through that storm. You can't avoid it. The one thing you don't want to do is avoid it. So when you experience that, you need to take it in. You need to absorb it. But it's how you do that. It's how you get through it. And some people don't get through storms. They just persist. When something happens, it could trigger and it could last a lifetime for an individual simply because maybe the individual can't get through it. And I say that being, you know, in a simplistic manner, but it's not that the individual may not be trying to get through it. They may be trying to get through it, but they can't do it, or they can't do it on their own, or they're still a little residual. At some point, when you're going through that storm, you're progressing through that storm, you may realize, you may not, without getting some help or input from someone else, that there's going to be residue from that left over that you may have to live with. And living with it, I mean, you can compartmentalize it, put it in a box in your mind. You can think about it every day in certain ways, but you have changed how you look at it and think about it so that you can continue with your life. Now, at that point, you might not be living the best Christian life you can live. You may not be moving forward very well. You think, oh, I'm still moving forward. I'm waking up every day, eating and drinking. But how's that really impacted your life? How have you changed? And, you know, sometimes you can change for the better. Sometimes it can be negative on you. You have to think about that. Because remember, we want the best for you, your well-being. That's what we're focused on. Not just your well-being, but your well-being as a Christian following God, following Jesus. So there can be other forms of storms you experience. Addictions, that can be a storm that you go through. Divorces, breakups with significant others. Whether you're, you know, if you're married, it would be maybe a separation, maybe a divorce. Say you lost your girlfriend or boyfriend. Say you lost your best friend. Something happened. Something come between you. That happens a lot, doesn't it? Somebody gets jealous. Not even jealous. They get resentful for whatever reason. And that creates that storm in your life. Well, there's ways around those storms. You know, when you're caught up in the middle of it, the hardest thing to do is properly look at the storm because you're in the middle of it. It's hard to really stop and step back. And you have to look at the situation in a neutral perspective. You know, put yourself in that other perspective looking at it. Is that the way we would handle it? Is that the way you should handle it? Have you treated everybody properly? Have they treated you properly? You know, if somebody, if say one of your friends doesn't treat you right, there's nothing wrong with sitting down with that friend and saying, hey, what's going on? You know, we used to be so close and now we're coming apart here a little bit. I noticed this, and tell them what you see. Tell, you know, if you don't speak up, the other person may not realize there is an issue. They may think that everything's normal. Or they may intentionally be doing it, or there could be a bigger problem there that you're not aware of. You know, it doesn't have to be just one person involved. It can be multiple individuals. But if it's just you, you can control that a lot more. But you have to analyze it properly. You know, God can help you with that. Jesus can help you with that. Pray, reflect. Think about your Christian values and stuff. And go back to the storm. Yeah, ask God, what, you know, what should I do? How can I get around this? You can't get around it. You've got to go through it. But it's how you go through it. Trust me, everybody gets through it. You'll come out the other side. You may not be able to see that, but you'll reach the other side. So having said that, I hope everybody's having a great week. I hope everybody's having a godly week for what you believe. All the brothers and sisters and everyone else out there. If you're not having a great week, don't worry. It will get better. I mean, things can get worse, but they usually get better. That's typical. So, in today's podcast, you know, that leads us to the storm that Jesus faced. Now, it was more of a physical storm, you know, from the weather that you could see and experience through natural earthly things. The wind and the rain and lightning and thunder, and, you know, you could hear it, see it, feel it. You feel the ground shaking, wind creating waves. And his disciples went through a lot of storms too, emotionally, mentally. But Matthew 8, chapter 23, we're going to talk about Jesus calms a storm. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. Yeah, Jesus was asleep. It didn't bother him. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and sea obey him?" Now, it says when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. Now, if Jesus is asleep, he's not afraid. He's not worried about it. Even though it's a great storm, it says it's a great storm, and the boat's being swamped by waves, Jesus isn't worried. There's nothing to worry about. So, and they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we're perishing." So the disciples went and woke him up. Now, if your Lord is not worried, why are you stressed out? Why are you freaking out? Oh my God, we're going to drown. We're going to die. Oh my God. That's what they're thinking. We're perishing. Save us, Lord. Is he worried? They're not thinking like that. You know, you're following Jesus. Why are you afraid? So when he wakes up, he says, "Oh, you of little faith." How much faith do they have in him? If they acknowledge him as the Christ, and they're, "Oh, we're going to die." Well, you're with Christ. Everything's going to be all right. And then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, And there was a great calm. Now, he had to wake up. They woke him up. And he rebuked them. He took power and authority over the winds and the sea. And he calmed them. But when they were doing their thing naturally, he wasn't worried. He knew everything was all right. But the disciples didn't. The disciples didn't think everything was all right. They were, oh my God, like I said, we're going to die out here. The winds and the waves, the boats, we're going to sink and drown and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Well, he has to wake up. You got to wake up Jesus to, you know, you've got to see him calm it down to know that everything's going to be all right. We don't live by sight alone. You know, we need to remember that. It's part of our faith, right? We don't live by sight alone. We don't live by sound alone. God's there. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even winds and the sea obey him?" What sort of man is this? Think about those words. What sort of man is this? They don't know. They're supposed to be following him. Now, if we think about that a little bit, you know, he's supposed to have a kingdom, but didn't they mysteriously, you know, assume that he was talking about a physical kingdom? You know, at the time, they didn't think he was talking about an otherworldly kingdom like in heaven. They were thinking he was going to build a kingdom here on earth. So they were following him, but did they truly understand him? They understood some things that they saw and witnessed, but not in the true context of him being Jesus, the Son of God. You know, what sort of man is this that even winds and sea obey him? Well, he can take command of anything. But I think it says something about the amount of faith that they place in Jesus. So, you know, in my mind, it makes me, you know, think, well, why are they following him if they've seen the miracles? They've seen what he can do. They've listened. But have they really opened their eyes to see what he was doing, how he did it? Did they really listen to what he's been saying and preaching and teaching people? Or are they just hearing it and regurgitating, saying the same thing he was saying to the others? It makes me wonder sometimes, because remember, we're reading from the Bible. We're reading it thousands of years later. And we've got it interpreted. Things change every year. The interpretation can change a little bit as we clarify the meaning of words and the context, you know, the time frame. When we think about that time frame, put it in that context with, you know, as we put those newer definitions and our understanding of those words in place. So when we're dealing with the storms in our life, sometimes, you know, it's okay if the storm rages. It may be overwhelming. It can feel overpowering. But remember, you'll get through it. There's a beginning and there's an end. It'll find its way to its conclusion. Now, you may have choices to make along the way, but make smart, calm choices. Don't make choices and decisions when you're frantic, when your heart is burdened and heavied. When you're a little bit disheveled because things are happening around you and you may not know why and you may not understand, and it could frighten you and really throw you off. So you're not the person that you should be. So think about that. When you're making those decisions, you want to be calm. You don't want to feel threatened and other things. Sometimes you have to make the decisions fairly quick. But be smart about it. Be a smart Christian about it. And you'll make the right decision.
So that was our verse in chapter 8 we wanted to read this week about calming the storm.
Now, if you're going through a storm, having tough times, I always want the best for you. God loves you. I love you. And if you need someone to talk to, if you just want to reach out and say something, you don't even have to, you know, ask me to reach back to you. If you just want to get something off your chest, if there's something you want to say, but if other things bother you, if something's bothering you, you know, if there's things that you may need help with that I may be able to help you with, please reach out. Go to podbean.com. Look for Christian Life with Dr. William Baker. There's a contact tab on my Podbean website. It's got my email and it's got my mailing address. Mail me something, email me something. I will respond. For those that have emailed me or mailed me something, you know, I'll respond. I don't charge anything. This is not a pay-per-service like somebody's like, oh, if you want to get to salvation, only if you give $1,000 this week. We're looking for, we've got to get X amount. I don't do that. That's a bunch of crap. I'm here to help those out there that are trying to strengthen themselves in God. They're trying to be better Christians. If you want to be a Christian, let me know. I can certainly, you know, baptize, authorize to perform marriages, funeral rites, etc., etc. But I can certainly help. It's not about doing a funeral or marriage or anything, but, you know, if you want to, if you're talking about understanding God and committing your life to God, about getting baptized, we can talk about that. If it's more than that, you're having troubles, thinking about hurting yourself, others talking about hurting you. God doesn't want you to be a sheep. He doesn't. He's given us lots of tools to be smart Christians. He wants us to use what's available to us to be smart Christians, smart good Christians, living a Christian lifestyle, emulating, you know, the life of God so others can learn and grow and God can expand his flock through, you know, us, even if we don't say anything to anybody. So I hope everybody has a blessed week out there. Need me? Reach out and contact me. Go with God, brothers and sisters and fellow followers. And I look forward to speaking with you in the next podcast. For Christian Life with Dr. William Baker, this is Dr. William Baker. God bless.